David Hollander is an investment advisor with Liberty Wealth Management, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Securities are offered through Liberty Group, LLC, a member of FINRA and SIPC, and insurance is offered through Lifetime Planning Marketing Incorporated. All investing involves risks, including the risk of loss of your investment. Please consult with a financial professional before investing.
The following program is being paid for by Liberty Group, LLC, and the views and opinions of the host do not necessarily reflect those of this station or its ownership. This is Protect Your Assets with your host, as featured in Forbes magazine, David Hollander, chairman and founder of the Liberty Group, LLC.
Then tell me that my lonesome nights are over.
Now, broadcasting live from the Protect Your Assets studios in downtown Oakland, here's David Hollander.
Good morning, listeners, and welcome to Protect Your Assets. I'm David Hollander, your host, and it's so great to be back with you in the brand new year. Happy New Year, happy 2019. I will be your drill sergeant this entire month. As you know, we kick off our boot camp. And I have a great show planned for you today. This is a great time to be getting involved in this right now. It's raining outside, as you know. It'll be raining all day, so you have no excuse, soldier, but to get it in gear today. For those of you just joining us for the first time, welcome. People around here, that's right, you hear the song, they call me the Sandman. It's not made up. This is true. And the reason they call me that, because people ask this all the time, is because I help my listeners sleep well at night. You've been having some trouble sleeping lately? You're not alone. I answer people's most troubling legal or financial questions every single week, well, except when we're on vacation at the end of the year, right here on KNBR. And that's because I am a financial advisor, been one for over 20-something plus, almost 25, over 25 years now, and a practicing attorney. I do both, and I've got lots of experience. So for those of you just joining us, welcome. We are live right now. This is a live show. We're broadcasting out of our little studio right here in downtown Oakland, California. So maybe you have something that's on your mind. You want to know if a recession or a bear market is right around the corner. You know, those were the most number one Googled terms in the last couple of weeks. Recession and bear market. I'll have the answers for you all day today. If you have a question, you can give me a call. 415-808-5627 is the number. Again, that number is 808-KNBR. If you're just hearing this anywhere, you don't need to dial the prefix. 808-KNBR. Call me with a question. Or you can always tweet me a question anytime. So maybe something comes up during the week. You were the coworker and you're sitting around talking about your favorite stock, and all of a sudden you get an argument. You want to know what the Sandman has to think. Well, tweet me that question at PYA Radio. It's at PYA Radio. And we'd be happy to get back to you. This is a historic time. There's no doubt we're living in a new era right now. This past year saw new highs and volatility come back in a major way. December, get this, December was the worst December since 1932. 1932, almost 100 years ago. And we had some major, major volatility. A lot of people were concerned. A lot of people were calling and asking questions. And I want you to do something with me this morning, right now, because it's going to help you feel better. You ready? Here's what we do. We breathe in through our nose, inhale. And we exhale through our mouth. Make sure you do that at the end. That really helps to get that out. And anytime you feel a little stressed, I want you to remember what I just taught you. I'm not kidding. I spent a lot of time with a yogi this past break, and I learned this stuff, and it really helps. Back to it. Now, is there more to come of this? Is this the end? These are really good questions, and I want to ask you a question. Are you really prepared for this right now? Are you financially prepared to take care of yourself for the next 20, 30, maybe even 40 years? Or what about if a family member, like your mother-in-law, gets sick? Do you know what to do? Well, a fairly extensive research study. This just came out from, and again, A Place for Mom. I mean, they deal a lot with seniors and long-term care and things like that. They did a survey, and they concluded that 74% of Americans are not prepared for retirement. I mean, that's a massive percentage. So these statistics are downright shocking. And here's the reason why. You have to understand that this is a new era. Retiring today is so much different than when my mom or your dad retired, because things have changed forever. And this is not by a little bit. These are dramatic changes that we're seeing. And it's clear now that people are living much longer. So you have to plan for your nest egg to last a long, long time. And so a really good question that we keep getting is to get a hold of, how do you generate income each month off of your assets? And how do you do that without putting everything you've worked for, or a big portion of it, at risk where it's so volatile? Now, we also know that as a nation, we've moved away from the sponsored company pension plan. I'm seeing a lot less of those people lately who have pensions, which means that you're responsible for your own retirement. The government, your company, they're not going to help you figure this out. In fact, I was blown away recently. I met with a Silicon Valley person who was part of a merger, and they all of a sudden had some wealth created by this merger. And so here's what the company did. They invited him into a conference room. They brought in several of the large brokerage firms, and they said, have fun. Excuse me, have fun? You're on your own? What does that mean? And they didn't have any tools to help these people. So you're on your own, and you know that, and you've got to figure this out. So today, right here, right now on Protect Your Assets, here's what we're going to do. We're going to walk you through our first segment of a 60-minute boot camp.
Hoo-ah!
We're going to show you 5 simple steps today that you can start today to make sure that you're starting to get your financial house in order for 2019 and get you off to a good start. It's a brand new year, so take a big gulp of that coffee, get your notes open on your iPad because it still works, and get ready to become clear on your mission, soldier. It's going to be a great show, so keep it right here. Now, let's get started. Wow, you can't start about 2019 without talking about 2018. So let me give you some statistics as you start to look at your statements and talk to your friends, which I know a lot of you like to do. First of all, your friends are full of it. None of them really made any money last year. In fact, here's the numbers. The Dow for 2018 was down 5.6%. NASDAQ off 3.9%. S&P 500 off 6.2%. December, again, was the worst December since 1932. Down on the Dow, 8.7% for the month. NASDAQ off 9.5% for the month. S&P 500 off 9.2% for the month. Now, yesterday, Friday, we saw what people are calling the Powell pop. I mean, I love these names. They just come out every day. Dow was up 746 points. And I know you saw that 1,000-point day back in the recession worry time a couple weeks ago. And you're seeing the markets move up and down 3%, 2% quite regularly. But for the week, the Dow was up 1.6%, S&P up 1.9%, NASDAQ up 2.3%. Now, this is fascinating to me. The 10-year Treasury, which interest rates, Powell, this is what's causing a lot of the volatility, uncertainty about interest rates. And Mr. Powell made the comment that he was flexible. The market loved it. But listen to this. Look at this. A year ago, the 10-year Treasury was at 2.66%. You know what it closed at last night? 2.65 and change. pretty darn close. So we're sitting here a year later. We've had a couple interest rates raises. We've had a lot of talk about interest rates. And we're absolutely at the same place. Isn't that fascinating? I find it incredible. So that is very interesting. Also, some perspective. The Dow Jones 2 years ago was at about 20,000. About 20,000 2 years ago. So we've seen a nice little run-up, even if you look at it, today's value. I know. You want to know, well, what's coming? Is it a recession or is it a bear market? Is this going to happen? I don't think so. Next week, we've got talk starting with China on trade, and that's going to be good. Once we resolve all that, I'm telling you, this market is going to move. I think 2019 is going to be the year to own stocks. Why? Well, I'll tell you why. I think because we're going to have modest growth. It wasn't great growth like last year with bad policy. It's going to be modest growth with better policy. And I think that's going to be good for stocks. There's all kinds of stocks out there right now paying dividends that are trading at low PEs, price-to-earning ratios, and get over 5% in dividends. This is a good time to get stocks, both domestic and global. So avoid margin. Don't do leverage and trade options. I'm hearing people do that. That's just asking for mistakes, particularly with this kind of volatility in the markets we're in right now. Next week, there's nothing really dramatic on the horizon except for the meeting on Monday. We're going to see some factory orders come out on Monday. I'm going to look at the Fed minutes on Wednesday, even though we just heard what Powell said, which is later than what the minutes are. And Friday, we'll see the CPI. Again, if you don't see anything huge above 3%, inflation's not there. So I just don't see it. I don't think we're going into a recession or a bear market anytime soon. So I want you to breathe in through your nose, exhale through your mouth, and say everything's going to be okay. All right? When we come back, I'm going to walk you through my five-step retirement boot camp 101. You don't want to miss this. You are listening to Protect Your Assets Show. I am David Hollander. I'm your drill sergeant today.
Razzle dazzle! 1, 2, 3, 4!
We'll be right back.
If all this volatility has you spooked and you're not sure what direction you should be going, get your free portfolio review right now. The number to call is 888-588-5818. We are live and we are local. 888-588-5818.
Something seriously wrong with us. We're soldiers. But we're American soldiers.
Try to see it my way. Do I have to keep on talking till I can go on? While you see it your way, run the risk of knowing that our love may soon be gone. We can work it out. We can work it out.
Don't wait until you've reached your goal to be proud of yourself. Be proud of every step you take toward reaching that goal. Call the Protect Your Assets team right now to take the first step toward reaching your retirement goals. The number to call is 888-588-5818. That's 888-588-5818.
Life is very short.
Welcome back. I'm David Hollander, known as the Sandman, and you're listening to Protect Your Assets on the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. And this is January. It's a brand new year. Just did some push-ups. This is our boot camp today. So I'm helping you with the retirement boot camp, helping you get your 2019 going. And I put together today our top ideas to help you get on the right financial track as you ring in this new year. And these tips hopefully will help you get clear on your path to financial security. So here are five ways to improve your finances in 2019. Are you ready?
Razzle dazzle! 1, 2, 3, 4!
Let's do it. All right. First and foremost, you need to get yourself a written financial plan. Now, this can be electronic. It can be in writing. But you've got to write this stuff down. You've got to lay this out. So I'm going to help you do that right now. First off, here's some rules. And you can just bullet point these if you like and try and fill them out later. Because look, it's raining outside and it's raining all day today, folks, which is great. Hallelujah for the rain. But you can also get something done and help yourself. And you have no excuse because it's January, so you got to do it. Okay? This is New Year now. I know it's tough, but I'm right there with you. All right. So let's do this together. You ready? Here we go. Your plan has to be a living, breathing document, which means we're going to have to look at this somewhat regularly. Don't just do it today and then put it away till next year when we do it again, okay? I want you to look at it a little bit more regularly than that, maybe once a month or something, okay? So just keep that in mind. Next, it's got to be detailed, all right? But I want it to be simple enough so when you sit at it and you look at it, it's just right there in front of you and you can see it pretty clear. You don't got to spend a lot of time on it and you can move on. Now, it needs to, as you look at your investments and you look at what it's trying to accomplish, it really needs to define your risk tolerance. And I'll talk a little about that in a minute, but risk, how much risk are you taking? How do you feel about that risk that you're taking? Also, it's got to define your income needs. How much income are you trying to produce? What's the bottom line? And it needs to also look at what are your objectives? What are you trying to accomplish? Do you want to retire at a certain point in time in the future? Maybe you're already retired. Do you see yourself living to a certain age just based on maybe what your parents did? If you're not sure, I have all the statistics known to mankind here. I can look it up for you. We can figure it out together. Maybe you have a spouse. Maybe you have a mother that you're trying to take care of. I mean, all these things we can plan for on your plan. But you have to be clear on what those objectives are. So today, just try and think about that. What are some objectives that you want to accomplish? And then just fill in the detail around those. Now, it should also spell out how much you're paying for any help. So if you're actually getting help from somebody and you have an advisor, or maybe you're just investing in funds on your own, all of those things have costs associated with them. I talk to people all the time that have 401ks and they think they don't cost them anything. Wrong. They do. Not. I love that. You remember Barat? Not. Anyway, it's a really funny scene. But listen, they all have costs. So you need to figure out what the costs are and you need to get a handle on that now. So just write cost on your plan and look into it. If you need some help, we're here to help. Now, this plan should be transferable to your family or to your spouse. And so you want to make sure that you have documents in line that help you do that. And if you don't know what those are, or how to do that, again, you can call us and we will help you. We're here to help you all month. This is our Protect Your Assets Boot Camp month. We have great little packets you can get and you can fill out, and these will help you get started. And I'll talk to you about that in a couple minutes here about how you get one of those. But let me move on. Next, this is so important. And today is a really good day to do it because you just spent all that money on all your holiday gifts. Yep, we got to do it. We got to do a budget. Now, here's what I mean by that. I want you to follow my rules, which is give every dollar that you earn a job. What do I mean by that? Well, you have expenses that just come in every month. But the first thing I want you to do, and this is rule number one, you have to pay yourself first. I had a gentleman in here yesterday who's one of our clients, and we were sitting talking about his 401k plan, and he said, it's terrible. They don't match. I don't like it. It doesn't have good funds. They're expensive. I haven't contributed. And he changed jobs about 8 months ago. And I said, well, what are you doing with that money? What money? I said, well, the money you've been using to pay yourself first. Oh, I just put it in a bank. I said, that's great. That's a great start. But you're not earning any interest. So we have to look at how you can start making money on that money. But he gets it. He pays himself first. And what that means is when you get your paycheck, make sure you pull out, I'd like 10%. I'd like you to pull 10% off the top and put it into some sort of a investment or retirement account for yourself. Okay. Like a 401k, if you have one, that's good. Or even a Roth IRA, or see if your 401k has a Roth component to it. Because I really like those a lot. And do that on every check you get. Next, you have to pay your taxes, and taxes are coming up. And I want to tell you right now, next week is going to be all about taxes. I got Mark Dinkle, who's our CPA. He's going to be in the studio with me. We're going to be going over some hints that you need to know right now, some things you can do, even though the year's over. Still some things you can do to lower your tax bill you're going to get here. As you know, there's a new tax law that just came out. And so we're going to help you figure that one out and help you. But you got to pay your taxes. So make sure that in your plan here, as you develop your budget, your financial plan has a tax component to it, and you're allocating money to taxes and you're paying taxes as part of your budget. It's really important. Next, you pay your mortgage, of course, because you got, or your rent, because you got to pay that. Your food. What does that cost? Your utilities, your car payment, anything, health bill. Those things are necessities. Those are things that have to be in your budget. Now, without doing this, here's what happens. You see a $5,000 account balance in your bank, and you get the false idea that you're flush with cash. And so you go out for sushi at your city's finest sushi restaurant, and you spend $125. A few days later, some bills come due, like more tax payments than you thought. And now you're in a pinch. You sell off some of your investments when the market's down. Or worse yet, you borrow against an equity line to cover the expense. Not good. Following my rules, here's how it works. You got $5,000 in your checking account. You give each of those dollars a job by dividing that $5,000 into categories. $500 goes to the 401k. $1,000 goes to taxes. $2,000 to your mortgage. $800 food bill. $550 car payment and insurance. You get the idea. Your friend invites you to go out to sushi, and you say, you know what, that's great. I really like to see you, but I just can't afford that. So how about coming over and we get some pizza? $15, much better way to go. A few days later, some bills come in, and you can pay them with ease. Good work, private. Guess what? You're now feeling much better. So I know how you feel about this. You're saying, I need some help. Well, we have help for you. And here's how you can get started with my Protect Your Assets Boot Camp Kit. This is our starter kit for January. And get your very own. Here's what you need to do. I'm going to throw you a line right now. You don't have to climb that wall by yourself. Here's how you do it. Pick up the phone right now and dial this number. 888-588-5818. Again, to get your starter kit, call this number. 888-588-5818. Remember, in my office, I have a CPA. I have three estate planning attorneys, and I have a group of financial advisors who are here to help you improve your form. Call this number, 888-588-5818. Again, that number is 888-588-5818. Now, when we come back, I'm going to keep giving you some more ideas about how you put together a very simple financial plan for 2019. It's going to be a great show. We'll be right back. You're listening to The Sandman on the Protect Your Assets Radio Network.
Our show is everywhere. You can now find Protect Your Assets on Spotify, Apple Music, and our brand new podcast page at LibertyGroupLLC.com. That's LibertyGroupLLC.com.
I'm going to go out on a limb here. I'm going to volunteer my leadership to this platoon. An army without leaders is like a foot without a big toe.
And David Hollander
isn't always going to be there to be that big toe for us. I think that we owe a big round of applause to our newest, bestest buddy and big toe,
The Sandman. Happiness is when what you think, what you say, and what you do are in harmony. And it doesn't hurt to have a good retirement plan, too. Welcome back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander. And now, here's The Sandman.
Are you ready to make some big changes in 2019? Well, today is the financial boot camp we've all been waiting for all year. It is January. It's a fresh new year. And according to a recent survey, 74% of Americans are not prepared for retirement. So I thought today would be a great day to kick off the year with a retirement boot camp. I've been doing my push-ups right here. I hope you've been doing yours. Getting some sit-ups. It is raining outside, so we really don't have any excuse. We got to do this together. And so in the last segment, we were giving you a couple hints of ways to start building your financial well-being for 2019. So let's jump right back into this and move on to rule number three. And first of all, I want to say we're not going into a recession and there's not going to be a bear market. It's not happening. Okay. So just take that out of your mind. Let's move forward. Now, rule number three, here's what I want you to do. I need you to stay positive and I need you to adjust your mindset. And here's how this works. When you overspend in a particular budget category, like we were just talking about. So let's say you get a tax bill and it's a little more than you thought. What are you going to do? You're going to roll with it. You make and change plans all the time. You have to. Let me ask you a question. If you plan a weekend beach trip with your kids, maybe today, because today was the only day you could do it, but the day turns out to be rainy and it's cold, do you still go to the beach? Of course you don't. Not today. You're not going to drive out there. When circumstances change, you change your plan. And your budget is no different. So if you overspend in a particular category, look, don't beat yourself up on it. Look through to your budget and move some money around. Remember, you're the boss of this. You're in control of it. And you can manage it, but don't make it a habit. Okay? So with this rule, by thinking this way, things should go much better for you. Now, one thing I want to caution you about is something called sequence of returns. And I see this right now, particularly now with where the market's been. And this is something that gets back to what I talked to last segment, which is understanding risk. Remember, I was talking about risk and how you look at the risk profile of your financial plan. There's a couple ways to do this. First, we offer what's called a Riskalyze profile as part of your financial plan. And this, I think, is probably one of the greatest inventions I've ever seen. And I honestly am saying that because it actually mirrors your investments to how you feel about them. It assigns risk scores to everything you own in your portfolio, and you can pretty much dial it in to the way that you feel, as long as you're being honest about the way you answer these questions. This is all electronic, so you have to sit there and fill out paper. This is done very nicely during this last, I'll call it, pullback that we saw in December. People had an understanding who did this of where they were going and who actually really studied and looked at it. Now, that's one way to do it. But one thing I need you to understand about risk is what happens to your risk when the market goes down if you have to live off your income. And this is called sequence of returns. So you may want to write this down. So we have a portfolio A and we have a portfolio B. In year one, the balance of the portfolios is the same. It's $100,000. And if we pull out $5,000 from that account each year, and we plan on doing that for 20 years, depending on how the sequence of returns occur in the portfolio, you could run out of money. In this one example that we're looking at, this person runs out in year 11. The 100 goes to zero. Whereas in the other example, because of returns, the balance is much higher. It's over $400,000. So the initial poor performance of market forces, which is totally outside of your control, forces you to withdraw from the principal in your portfolio, which creates a permanent loss. So even though the market becomes stronger later on, which we're all kind of trained to believe at some point it will get strong again, it's not good enough to make up for the initial losses if you're using this sort of a way to fund your retirement. It's not the way to do it. So the way I suggest you do it, particularly if you're looking at this right now, maybe you just retired or maybe you're thinking of retiring this year, as part of your budget, as part of your plan, what you want to do is realize that there will be these sequence of returns. And so you're going to have to create a bucket of money that's going to pay you each month that paycheck, that milk money that you can use to pay the necessary expenses we talked about in the last segment, no matter what's going on in the market. And that's the way that you should start to construct your portfolio as a way to provide income for you when you retire, or if you're thinking about retirement. This is not any different than planning for a big trip. Because if you're planning for a big trip, you know you need to plan. And so another thing you could be doing right now to help you get ready to plan is consolidate. Consolidate your accounts. Get a handle on where they are. And these are five reasons why you want to consider this. First, there's fewer chances at a bad apple. By having multiple advisors, you can't follow them all. And you could accidentally allow one to seriously underperform or do something that, frankly, is illegal and not catch it. This happens. Also, some firms make it really hard for you to leave. So not being able to move money out of certain accounts or fire an advisor for whatever reason, that can be a problem. Third, you could get redundancy or overlap. I see this all the time. This is where you have the same funds or same type of investments in many different accounts at many different firms. There's overlap. You may have overexposure to one particular asset class. And that's something that our Riskalyze profile does a really good job of. It actually can show you where there's overlap in particular portfolios, and we can fix that, which will help your risk. Because a lot of people going into this were taking way more risk than they thought. And that was a really nice profile this summer where we had people coming in and we were going through the Riskalyze and they were taking way more risk than they wanted to take. And we were able to adjust them and bring them down. And when this event occurred, like it did in December, which was historic, they were ready for it. And they felt good about it, even though we all don't like to lose money, but still wasn't as bad as it could have been. And that's what makes people feel good. So anyway. Also, you may get price breaks. If you have higher assets under management at one firm, your price, your cost should go down. In fact, a lot of firms have break points. As you reach certain milestones, you actually pay less. And that's great because then you're paying less in fees and that just goes back into your account, which can help. And also, there's not enough time to manage it all. And I see this all the time. When I had a client come through yesterday, we were reviewing the portfolio and we were talking about different stocks and so forth that we had sold and why. He said, you know, I'm really glad you're doing this because I don't have a time to even think about this stuff. And that's why I have you, Dave. And I said, yeah, thank you. I'll be your big toe. Okay. So anyway, you can consolidate these things and make your life a lot easier. And I know as I go through all this, the chances are that you have a lot of questions and that you're wondering, how do you get all this together? So today I'm giving out our boot camp starter kit because this is January, it's 2019, and you can get going on this for yourself, but you got to pick up the phone and give us a call. So if you've saved at least $250,000 in a 401k, an IRA, brokerage type of an account, just bank accounts, just add them all up. As long as you're at 250 or greater, you can get started right now with our boot camp starter kit, but you have to call this number. This is the number. It's 888-588-5818. Again, the number is 888-588-5818. You can talk to somebody who can help you get started with this today. I know it's tough and you just need to get started because you know that it's momentum. It's like the rock sitting on the ground. It just sits there. But when you kick it, it moves because you gave it a little force. So let's do some physics, shall we? We'll apply a little momentum to something and get it moving. I'm not talking about you. All right, listen. 888-588-5818. That's the number to get your kit. You can get started right now. 888-588-5818. When I come back, I'm going to show you how to save tens of thousands of dollars, even as much as $100,000 to put back into your retirement account. And I'm not talking about Social Security, although that's super important. Find out how to do it. It's coming up next. You're listening to the Protect Your Assets Show on the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. We'll be right back.
If you're one of the first 10 callers right now, you will receive your very own complimentary analysis. The Protect Your Assets team is standing by. The number to call is 888-588-5818. We are live and we are local. 888-588-5818. You're listening to the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. Not the final chapter in the book of life, but rather the beginning, a second act. Join us at one of our workshops to see how we can help you with your retirement plan. Go to LibertyGroupLLC.com and click on Attend an Event. That's LibertyGroupLLC.com. Now, back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander, the Sandman.
Welcome back. Welcome back. This is the beginning of our all-month boot camp. We're helping you get your 2019 started off to a very healthy and very wealthy one, so you can retire when you want to and control your destiny and have enough income to last the rest of your life if and only if you have the right plan. But this doesn't happen by accident. It happens by taking action. So we have some really great ideas to share with you for 2019 that you can put into action at our next workshop, and this will be in Walnut Creek. We're going to be in Walnut Creek on January 15th, Thursday at 6:30 at Scott's Restaurant. We have all kinds of seats available, and we'll walk you through some of the ideas you can take advantage of this new tax code. Mark Dinkle, our CPA, will be there as well. You can register for this by going to the website, LibertyGroupLLC.com. Again, LibertyGroupLLC.com. Click on the events tab and you'll see you can register right next to each event that works for your schedule. And this workshop is straightforward. It's in plain English. We talk about tax reform. We make it simple so it's easy to understand some of the tax strategies you can use or some of the investment ideas that you may want to take advantage of for 2019, and also how to create lasting income that you can never outlive. This educational event is a great tool for getting your retirement plan on track and retiring on your own terms, but you have to take action. So give us a call, 888-588-5818. You can call this number right now and reserve your spot for the event at Scott Seafood in Walnut Creek. The number again is 888-588-5818. I want to wish a happy birthday to Cindy Myers, Beverly Morgan, Don Harold, and Rick McHale. Hope you guys all have a great birthday. So today we've been kicking off the year with our boot camp. I know it's been hard. I've been doing push-ups and helping you get into shape here, mentally and financially. So here we go. We're going to top off with the last couple of good ideas for you. And I want to ask you a question. Do you want to save tens of thousands of dollars, maybe even as much as $100,000 in retirement income? Well, I'm not talking about Social Security, although that is a good one. But I want you to do this. I want you to pay yourself first. Not Uncle Sam, not the Franchise Tax Board, not your son, you.
You can't handle the truth!
On Monday, you're going to call your benefits department and you're going to elect to have money withheld from your paycheck. And I want you to deposit that into your 401k, or you could look at an FIUL policy. If you don't have a 401k, you can set up a direct deposit Roth IRA. So call HR and ask them to increase your contribution rate to your 401k plan. You got to do this by 2% more than you're doing now. Okay. What does that mean? Well, try and do up to 10% of your salary If you can do that, that's what I encourage you to try. All right. So try that. But if you want to start out simple, go two, and then next quarter, grow it by two, and then grow it by two again each quarter. But do something. Once you set the plan in motion, your tendency to procrastinate and slow down because the year gets going is not going to hurt you because you've already set this up. Some companies will even automatically increase your savings rate in the 401k plan on your behalf without you having to do anything at all. So look into that. Also, saving by default prevents you from forgetting to pay yourself first, which, remember, is my rule number one, by maybe skipping a monthly deposit because you couldn't do it. So do this before it becomes out of mind.
Do it! Do it now!
All right, next. The other thing I would like you to do is think about consolidating your accounts. Now, a lot of you have 401ks all over town. I see this all the time. People walk in, they have accounts with different brokerages, they have CDs here, banks accounts over there, IRAs, Roth accounts, maybe tax savings accounts, HSAs. By the way, next week, Mark Dinkle will be here in the studio, our tax CPA. We're going to be talking about HSAs and retirement accounts and some things you can do, even though the year's over, to still pay less taxes in April when you got to pay that bill. So it's always a good idea as you save money to look at the return on those accounts. And so as you decide to take control of your financial life, which is what we're trying to do today, you should make the decision to consolidate where you can, okay? And what this means is if you have 15 different accounts with seven different advisors or custodians, you got to ask yourself a question. Is it really worth it? Chances are it's not, because I know you're taught to keep your eggs in different baskets, but how many advisors do you have working for you right now? Do they ever call you? Do they ever work proactively with you? How many retirement accounts do you have? These are all questions that you need to get a handle on. So remember, investments and financial products have risk. And as you approach retirement, you got to get a handle on this, particularly on the first couple of years as you get into or approaching retirement. You got to start thinking about income. And so we talked previously about one of the biggest risks, which is called sequencing of return risk. You can get a handle on that. You can figure out how to avoid that by creating buckets of money, which can help you then live off of those buckets over different time periods. Because as we have these poor performances, like we've seen like last year, the Dow, NASDAQ, S&P, all the major global markets were off big time. Some of the global markets like London were down 12%, Germany off 18%, China was off 24%. Here in the U.S., we saw losses as well for the year. So chances are, no matter where you were, you got punished. And if you're living off that money, you need other buckets to help you get through times like that. And these times are going to continue to be volatile. So I need you to build yourself a financial plan. We talked about that in the first segment, how to get started with that. And then I want you to analyze your risk tolerance. We talked about that too. And then you need to optimize. You need to make some changes to make sure that this all works out for you. Now, how do you get started? Because I know you need some help with this. Well, today I'm offering you my boot camp retirement starting kit. And you can get your own kit right now by calling this number. If you've saved $250,000 in a 401k, maybe you have some savings in the bank, CDs, just add them all up. As long as you're at 250 or greater, call this number and we'll get you your own kit. Here's the number, 888-588-5818. We are local and we can help you with your particular 401k. You are paying someone somewhere, so don't think you're getting them for free. They do cost money, and we can help you figure that out, particularly with these local companies. Call this number, 888-588-5818. Again, I have my people who I work with here, right now, taking these calls. They want to talk to you. So call this number, and you can talk to them. 888-588-5818. 1-8 is the number to call to get yours. And I'd like to give a big thanks this morning to the Protect Your Assets crew for putting together a really great show today. My executive producer, Anthony Kojikari, network manager, Kevin Renfer, and of course, all my fabulous producers back there in the studio, Matt, Dora, Valerie, Allison, Jordan, and Hayden. Because without my team, I'm just another pretty voice on the radio. Thanks again, everybody. You've been listening to the Protect Your Assets show on the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. I am David Hollander. I am the Sandman. Go out and make the rest of your life the best of your life. And again, Happy New Year.
The Protect Your Assets team is standing by. If you're one of the first 10 callers right now, you will receive your very own complimentary analysis. The number to call is 888-588-5818. We are live and we are local. 888-588-5818.
So please turn on your magic beam, Mr.
All calls have been screened, and callers should not expect their conversations with David Hollander on the radio or with staff to be held in confidence. Legal information provided on the air is not intended to be a substitute for callers hiring their own lawyer to advise them about personal legal matters. Proper advice depends on analysis of all the facts and circumstances, and information given on this program is general financial commentary and cannot be relied upon pertaining to your specific financial situation. California Life Agent number 0B48569. Listeners should consult their own financial advisor or conduct their own due diligence before making any financial decisions. The preceding program was paid for by Liberty Group, LLC, and the views and opinions of the host do not represent those of this station or its ownership.